Simon & Schuster Audio presents Diana, Her New Life by Andrew Morton. Read by Lynn Redgrave.
What is a princess for? Or more accurately, what is the point of a disaffected, semi-detached Princess of Wales? A woman who often sees herself as the biggest prostitute in the world, who ironically describes her estranged husband, Prince Charles, as the Great White Hope, and the royal family as the leper colony. What to make of a princess who vowed that she wanted to take on the world and then withdraws from it? A wife exultant in escaping the iron clutches of a desperately unhappy union, then vacillating about the final parting of the ways? The Princess of Wales's honest confusion and soul-searching as she has tried to come to terms with her new status as a fallen idol has been watched by a worldwide audience eager to reassess a woman who was, until her separation, seen as an exquisite enigma whose elusive personality was a blank canvas on which we were invited to paint our fantasies and dreams. Since the Wales's separation in December 1992, the princess and her husband have been judged on a daily basis by a jury of the press and public, whose fickle moods and arbitrary censure tells us much about society and, in particular, its inability to deal with a woman who will not conform to a stereotype. Diana has been, by turns, alarmed, indignant, and frustrated as she has seen what she believes to be the truth of her case scorned or ignored by the media and public, as she has rather belatedly realized the limitations of her position. Indeed, the debate surrounding...